It's on me to take care of my day, because if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. And I know what happens when I stop taking care of my day.
Happy Monday, everyone. It's Sophie.
And Adi.
We're always looking for new ways to support you, and we know firsthand how life can get in the way.
So we've created 5-minute episodes with motivation from us and our great friends to keep you feeling ignited and inspired no matter what life throws at you.
Welcome to the Ignited Motivation Podcast. Mini episodes every Monday.
Listen while you brush your teeth.
Or on your morning walk.
And you'll never miss out on the latest tips and tricks that are keeping us feeling motivated.
All of us need check-ins. It's always a little pendulum swing. Why do you think I do this work? I can't back out of the amount of self-care that I have and the amount of effort that I put into making my life better. Why? Because I'm accountable to everybody. There are 200 members at Ignited. I'm accountable to everyone. Because if I fall off, who's going to hold everybody's hand? So every morning, when my wife's like, really, we're going to sleep at 10:30, almost 11, you're going to wake up at 5? I go, yes, I'm going to wake up at 5. It's on me to take care of my day. Because if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. And I know what happens when I stop taking care of my day. So I just built daily accountability into my life to a lot of other people so that I have to stay on it. We used to look at accountability as a bad thing because people would catch us doing stuff. I flipped the script on that. Accountability is other people holding a mirror to my face, showing me what I'm actually doing so that I can go back to where I want to go, where I want to go. I have full control over my life. Married, 3 kids, I have Ignited. Tomorrow I can leave it all if I really want to, right? There's nobody, I'm not in jail. I can do whatever I want. I want to do this. So somebody going, hey, just FYI, like my wife did to me, I don't know, 5 years ago was the last time this came up. FYI, you're drinking more than usual. That's a mirror of somebody going, somebody who I trust saying that to me. And I went, oh, I hadn't seen it. So for me, having somebody to share pretty much everything with is guaranteeing I'm accountable to somebody. So that's one thing that I wanted to say. Always own, I'll flip it. I always own that you deserve to have the fruits of the work you've put in. Always, 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 always. It doesn't happen without it. This didn't just happen. Like you guys didn't sit back and go, well, shit sucks, but if we sit back for a little while, maybe it'll get better. That's not how this works. At least as hard as we used to beat ourselves up, we have to at least celebrate the wins. I would actually argue, let's celebrate the wins much, much more than we beat ourselves up, but that takes a while. But if we only beat ourselves up and then when things get good, we go, yeah, but I don't really deserve this. Then what's the point? Always own it. And the affirmations and the daily check-in, I write these things on paper every day to remind myself, because I don't remember everything to be grateful for. I remember a lot of the things I haven't done and a lot of things I screwed up and a lot of the goals I didn't hit. That's what I remember very easily. So the reason I do the other stuff is to remind myself.
You just listened to the Ignited Motivation Podcast.
Did you love the mini dose of motivation? Please let us know. Your feedback and experience is our number one motivator. Leave us a review, subscribe, and share with your favorite people on your favorite apps. And don't forget to catch the next episode every Monday.
Because we want to hear from you. So join the conversation and discover bonus content on our website and Instagram. You can find the links in the show notes. Now that you're ignited, what are you motivated to take on?